accounted for. He was in the van for 3.5 hours. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If I deal with my own issues first, others will be much more willing to listen to my opinion. Jesus once said, "Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, and then you'll see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So what if I spent some time this week doing some self-evaluation? And what if I tackled any bad habits I discover head on? Well, I might get some resolution on issues I've wanted to deal with for a long time, and I might earn the right to share my opinions with others because they'll see me getting the log out of my own eye first. And that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a routine summer forecast today. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, and just shy of the 105 danger range on the heat index later on. Only widely scattered storms expected today. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight, there could be some late night storms in the wee hours of the morning, perhaps. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms are a good bet. Not every town will get one, but a couple of the storms could be on the strong side, high 95. Then Sunday, just widely scattered storms, high 94. You can follow where the storms are and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar. Plus, if there's any watches or warnings, you'll get instant push notification wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Don't let summer pass you by without seeing Menopause, the musical. Visit ASF.net and get your tickets today.
I'm having a hot flash.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
In 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. This song does not accurately describe our audience, by the way. Not why we played this.
I'm a
Absolutely not. As real can get. But we are as real can get. If what you're looking for. Jack's trying to figure out what in the song would be making fun of the audience. Says some people made it plastic, some people made it wood. We don't believe that. Our audience is full of life, vibrancy.
Absolutely, Baron.
Why are you looking at me that way?
Well, because there ain't much wood these days.
Did you see Robert Mueller has offered Tony Podesta immunity to testify in the Manafort case?
Well, he was a member of that firm, right?
I understand that. But do you understand the exact same thing that that Paul Manafort is accused of is exactly what Tony Podesta was accused of? So why would he prosecute one and not the other?
Good question.
I mean, they committed the exact same crime. It would be like two people go murdering together. Now, they each shoot somebody. Like, hey, let's go murder this weekend. Yeah, I'd love to go murder. Murder would be great. And they jump in their car. They call it the murder machine. They jump in their little murder machine, and they drive around Murderville, and they that's what I call Montgomery these days. And they're looking for someone to murder, and they find a couple of, we'll call them hoods. Find a couple of hoods. Say, no one's going to miss these hoods. We'll go murder these guys. And they both jump out of the car at the same time. They both fire the gun. I'll take the hood on the left. You take the hood on the... Bah, 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 bah. And then they jump back in their little murder machine, and they hightail it out of Murderville, back out into Pike Road. And then they're you know, jazzed up. Yeah, we murdered somebody. That's awesome. And then the police come and catch them and say, all right, if you'll testify against him, I'll give you immunity. I mean, well, how does that make any sense? They did the same thing. Prosecute both of them. Why do you need to give immunity to Tony Podesta? Prosecute them both.
Did Manafort ever get out of jail?
No, he's in solitary confinement.
That's just absolutely crazy.
You know the difference between Paul Manafort and Tony Podesta?
One's a Democrat, one's a Republican.
Well, it's even more than that. Narrow it down even more. Tony Podesta and Tony Podesta, the Podesta Group, this is John Podesta's brother. John Podesta was the chief of staff for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. He was the campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton. One family is solid Democrat. The other family is solid crook, I guess. You bringing me money?
Jake.
Do what?
Jake wanted to give this to you and to ask you what
you
thought about his book.
He brought money for his T-shirts.
Yes, that's what it was, T-shirts.
We got our first deposit on T-shirts. This is wonderful, Jack. Thank you. We've got our first deposit on our next T-shirt order. That's what that was. But anyway, back to Tony Podesta and Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort's big crime. Now, these crimes pre-existed the Trump campaign. This goes all the way back to like 2013, 2014. Paul Manafort's big sin is after they committed the crimes, he went and represented Donald Trump. He was the campaign chairman for Donald Trump. Tony Podesta had no connection to Donald Trump. That's the only difference. The only difference that I can tell.
But he did have ties to Hillary because his brother ran the campaign.
Yeah, that's the only difference, though. They committed the same crime. They got out of the car. They got out of the murder machine at the exact same time. They pulled guns on two hoods. You take the hood on the left. I'll take the hood on the right. They shot the hoods. They jumped back in the murder machine. They hightailed it out of Murderville. No prosecutor in the country treats criminals this way, where two people are accused of the exact same crime, failing to register for foreign entities and money laundering. The exact same crime. It's not like Manafort did it worse than Podesta. They did the exact same thing at the exact same time, for the exact same set of circumstances, for the exact same period of time. They were working on a project together, the same contract. So why is Tony Podesta getting immunity, and why is Paul Manafort not getting immunity? The question needs to be answered. And the only logical explanation I can think of is Paul Manafort has a connection to Donald Trump and Tony Podesta doesn't.
So you say Mueller's a bad actor?
I'm wondering. This concerned me last night when I learned this. This concerned me last night.
Yeah.
I told you yesterday for the first time, everybody else on the right, oh, there's Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller. These are bad actors. These are terrible people. And I've been sitting back for over a year saying, don't jump the gun. You can't call Mueller a bad actor yet. There's no evidence he's a bad actor. Just because he arrests people who commit crimes doesn't mean he's a bad actor. That's what prosecutors do. They see people commit crimes, they arrest them. Mike Flynn committed a crime. He lied to the FBI. He was arrested. Paul Manafort committed a crime, tax evasion and failing to register for a foreign agency. He committed a crime. He was arrested. You can't call someone a bad actor because they're going after people who committed crimes. But when you get one person off and the other person not, and you give them immunity for everything they testify about, that is evidence that there's bad acting going on. May not be a bad actor, but there's bad acting. I don't know any U.S. attorney who operates this way. I don't know any district attorney who operates this way. No attorney general in any state I'm aware of operates this way. Federal lawyers don't typically operate this way. Typically, if you give one person immunity to testify against the other person, it's because the other person committed a greater crime. And you're willing to let the lesser crime go to get the greater crime. Or one person was in the position of influence. And you want to root out the people in the position of influence. This is essentially what happened in the Mike Hubbard trial. All the lobbyists went and testified that they knew Hubbard was a crook the whole time. John Ross testified, oh yeah, we knew he was a crook. We knew what he was doing was illegal. Josh Blades testified, yeah, I was watching illegality go on in Mike Hubbard's office the whole time. But they let all those people go in order to get Hubbard because Hubbard was the Speaker of the House. Hubbard was the person with influence. Hubbard was the person who committed the greater crimes. So they let them all go. And that's normal. It's not normal to give immunity to somebody who committed the exact same crime. And if Robert Mueller is trying to push back against the notion that he's a bad actor and that this is a Democrat witch hunt against the president, I'm not convinced it is. But if he's trying to push back against that notion, this is the opposite way to do it. This feeds into the narrative that a lot of my friends on the right have, that Robert Mueller's a bad actor. A lot of my family has this, that Robert Mueller's a bad actor. And you want people to think you're a bad actor? Act like a bad actor. Give immunity to people because they're Democrats. Prosecute people who have connections to the president. And further the conspiracy, the narrative, that you're a bad actor and you're out to frame Donald Trump for something he didn't do. Again, I'm not yet convinced that's the case, but my goodness, the last couple of days haven't been good for Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller. If you're trying to dispel that notion, if you don't care, who cares, you know? If you don't care if people think you're a bad actor, then do things like hand out immunity to people who don't have a connection to the president, who have a connection to Hillary Clinton, who have a connection to Barack Obama, who have a connection to John Podesta. Share a name with them. I'm not going overboard on this, am I?
No, I don't think so. Did you hear Alan Dershowitz call in to Greg's show?
I did. It was a great interview.
That was very interesting.
Yeah. Dershowitz is Dershowitz should be a hero to everyone who's ever practiced criminal defense work, ever. And I spent a good number of years doing that. And Dershowitz does it right.
You used to go broke doing it.
Well, you can.
I know.
You can.
But the good ones are really good.
The good ones are really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And they make a lot of money. but no, I mean, Dershowitz is a hero for civil libertarians. For people who want the state, you know, where does the state most dangerous? When you're accused of a crime. That's when the state is most dangerous. Because then you have all the people who make up the state, all the public rooting against you. Go, you don't believe me? Go read the comments in AL.com sometime when someone is merely accused of a crime. Before the trial, before the investigation, before the discovery phase, before they've had a chance to look at the evidence, before they've had a chance to cross-examine the witnesses against them, before witnesses have even been produced against them. When people know nothing other than the state has, behind closed doors, produced an allegation that someone's done something wrong. That's it. Go read the comments from otherwise informed citizens of the people of the state of Alabama or any state. You can pick any newspaper in the country and do this. It's a great exercise. And if you find yourself feeling this or doing this, you need to check yourself. Go read the comments after someone's accused of something, even if it's particularly heinous. You'll see comments like, fry this guy. I hope he rots in hell.
Yeah.
This is the worst person on earth. The only thing we know when someone's first been charged with a crime is that the government went behind closed doors, consulted with very few people in a very controlled environment without a judge, and formally accused somebody of doing something. That's it. That's the only thing we know. And there are people in the public who want to fry the person on that alone. And you wonder why criminal defense lawyers have an uphill battle trying to convince a jury that I want you to hear things fairly, even though this guy's been accused of some pretty heinous stuff. I want you to sit back with an open mind, look at this. These are the same people who were just on AL.com saying, fry him!
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
Did you see, there was a guy on Fox News last night, and I was on the phone, but he sued the Southern Poverty Law Center and recovered about $3 million.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a settlement.
Yeah, settled.
Yeah. I want the Southern Poverty Law Center to name me on one of their stupid lists. Racist, you know, anti-Muslim. Put me on some list. I don't care which one.
So you can sue them?
Yes, yes. I'll be a trillionaire. Please, my goodness, put me on a list. I'll say whatever I have to say to get on there.
Well, you pretty much have.
That's not true. We'll be back.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. We rent out boats. That's right, we got some pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and a little common sense, and we can pick you up there. We also have some slips for rent. We've got a few left if you want to leave your boat down here for a month or two. I have a boat launch down here. If you're looking for a place to put your boat in the river, you can find it right down here. All that will get you going at the marina. Now let's talk about fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers, steamers, and grills, and we keep them going all day long, Wednesday through Sunday. So y'all check that all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Let me tell you about this Sunday. We're going to live entertainment. Selwyn Birchwood's back in town. Winner of the 2013 International Blues Challenge. He's been playing all over the world. Lives down in Tampa now, and we're glad to catch him coming through Montgomery. So that's Selwyn Birchwood, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all get on down here soon and come hungry.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. They're there right now. You call them. I like it when Kim stops by every couple weeks and gives us an update on what's going on in the mortgage business. And I like it when our advertisers can make people's lives better, improve their financial situation, provide services and products that they need that are of the highest quality. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage certainly meet and exceed that goal. And they'll do it for you, 567-4223. All you got to do is give them a call. You actually don't have to give them a call.
Kim gets pumped up, too.
She gets so pumped up. You don't have to call them. You can do it online. Do the whole thing online before you've ever talked to anybody. Just ALAHomeMortgage.com, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, get you squared away. They can help you refinance. They can help you get a second house, a third house, a fourth house. Depends on how much money you got, big boy. You can have houses all over the state of Alabama if you want. Mountain houses, beach houses, old cabin in the woods, you know, your primary residence. They can do it all at Alabama Home Mortgage. So give them a call, 567-4223, or check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Did you try to say something?
No, I didn't.
Did Randall try to say something?
No, but he will.
Randall?
Hey, speaking of Miss Kim, my son loves her. That's what he said. He said they could bottle up whatever she got inside of her and sell it. That'd be the new crack. I mean, he said she wide open, boy, when it comes to getting on that loan and getting you took care of.
Let me tell you, I used her personally, and it was such an overwhelmingly enjoyable experience. She was Johnny on the spot. She answered every question. I'm a little annoying on stuff like that because I call and check up and follow up. And she kept saying, you don't have to call. You can, and we'll keep talking to you. You don't have to, though. We will take care of it. We will get it. But, you know, I'm a little Jack, Jack, this may come a little bit of a surprise, but I have a little control issue. Little control
issue. My God, this is like news to me. That you have a control issue.
Yes, yes.
What news is I couldn't believe it took Baron 8 months to get control of that board. I mean, it seemed like 8 months. I don't know. It might have been.
It was about five and a half, but yeah.
Five and a half.
Well, I had to learn how to use it, Randall. This thing's a little more complex than it looks.
I know. It has to be. But hey, it's a good thing, though, they keep y'all up top, so you ain't got to worry about none of the new stuff, I reckon.
This is a good thing. I like what?
I guess it's a good thing they keep y'all up top, so you ain't got to worry about none of the new stuff downstairs, none of the new boards.
Now, I got bad news for you. We will be moving downstairs at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
We're getting a camera in here, Randall. Are you going to watch this online?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can sell that. Now, that's why I got to tell you.
Why do you think we're putting a camera in, Randall?
You can sell that to your app, the Baron and Jack app, man. And you can put on there, people can punch in the address, and they can find out who the representatives are. They can call in more informed. I mean, y'all's app is way behind. Don't have your own app. I mean, you should
have been so mad that my lip syncing days are over.
No, this is to bring it even more to us.
No.
Bring it to us, baby.
You do not want to see the antics that go on up here during a break.
Oh, I think we do. I think that's why everybody wants cameras.
Well, what we're going to have to do is put a sheet over the camera during the breaks.
No, there ain't no sense of having a camera. We want the breaks.
Trust me, if we could sell the audio of the breaks... Because here's what you guys are going to see when these cameras come in, Jake. Tell me if I'm misreading how this works. When the cameras get here, you guys will not be able to hear the breaks, but you'll be able to see the breaks, and you'll see uproarious laughter. You'll see people burying their heads in their hands. You'll see people hiding under the table. You'll see people's face turns bright red, and then everyone will be going, Bear. What are y'all talking about during the break? And I say, not $3.99 a week. And I tell you what we're talking about during the break. $3.99 a week.
$3.99 a week.
We keep these mics open online. $3.99 a week.
Well, you speaking that, but bam. My dad always laughed because growing up, he said, you just like me. He said, that's all I used to hear. Hey, daddy. And he said, that's all I ever heard out of your butt. But the reason I call is I think what you said a while ago, one of them is a Trump person and one of them is a Hillary person, all right? Why would you not think that the one that's getting immunity ain't going to walk some of the Clinton folks right on up to the door? When they threw this investigation, how you know that Jeff ain't already got him lined up? How you know the immunity didn't come from something, you know, that's behind the door that Jeff ain't talking about? Or could that even be possible?
Jeff has no control over the Mueller investigation. Sleepy Jeff, you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, they wouldn't be doing two different at the same time. I mean,
well, this is the problem, too. If Sleepy Jeff was working on indicting some of these people, Robert Mueller could run around and give them all immunity.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, what if Jeff said,
This is my main beef with the Mueller investigation. It's not that Mueller's a bad actor, because I'm not convinced that's true yet, though I am starting to see some cracks in the hole. It's none of that. It's that appointments are supposed to be for very special, limited purposes. Once you become a general-purpose prosecutor, general-purpose federal prosecutor, you have to go through Senate confirmation. But, you know, Jeff Sessions can delegate to Rod Rosenstein can delegate to Robert Mueller very specific duties. And that's constitutional. It's legal. Courts have said that's fine. They can delegate very specific investigations. I want you to investigate the murder of F. Jackson Campbell III. Okay? And they can go in and investigate that murder. But if they start investigating all the other murders in Montgomery and say, man, there's 15 unsolved murders. Let me go ahead and clean these up while I have a grand jury open. That's inappropriate. That's not being a specific prosecutor. Now you're a general purpose prosecutor, and if you're a federal general purpose prosecutor, you must be confirmed by the Senate. The Supreme Court has roundly
and consistently... Why hasn't somebody brought this up, though?
I don't know, but they have consistently over and over said, well, you can't be too broad in your scope as a special prosecutor, or you have to get Senate confirmation. They said, the court has always been clear on that. I don't know why they haven't brought
it up. Well, I know commentators have said it, not even, you know, the Hannitys of the world.
I don't know.
You need to put a bug in their ear.
Yeah. But thank you. I won't go, but I was thinking maybe Jeff is going to pull them on up and they gave immunity because he's going to take you know, some of them other folks on down later on down the road. And the other Trump man stops at this investigation. But now that you put it that way, I guess that kind of don't make sense either. So anyway, all right. Man, this is getting good. We'll see y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Randall, get tuned up for the third hour.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. I stopped by yesterday, or a couple days ago, talked to my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. And I know I told you guys a story on the air, I think, once already, but the hand-carved, handmade stuff he had, he's got these bar brooches. He's got several of them that you can't get anymore. I mean, they don't make them anymore. They hadn't made them in 100 years. But these hand-carved bar brooches... If you don't want to wear it as a bar brooch, they can throw it on a leather band or a strand of pearls or something, and they are stunning, stunningly gorgeous. They are so classy. You can dress them up in a ball gown, dress them down to some jeans. They've got those over there. They've got one-of-a-kind rings. I mean, I can't even explain to you. They blow your mind looking at these settings. And he only puts the finest stones in there. He's a gemological genius, GIA certified. Diamond specialist, Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. You can take your jewelry to him, get it appraised, and he may even buy it from you. So there's so much you can do. I'm not talking about just gold. I'm talking about the stones, the diamonds. And he'll give it a fair grade, and he'll tell you what it's worth, and then he'll offer you a price and take it or leave it. And does a great job. Great job. So get by Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Tell him we said hey while you're in there.
Liberty in our
time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
A heat advisory remains in effect. The heat index is high as 105 later on. Isolated storms are possible today. The rain chances are small in the daytime hours today with a high temperature possibly as high as 94. Then tonight starts out quiet but strong, possibly severe storms late tonight and in the wee hours of the morning. With damaging wind gusts possible, our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation, widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, guys, welcome back in. See, that's the stuff during the break. They would see us laugh, but they wouldn't be
Yeah, they
to.
Wouldn't know because we are alive and kicking here.
That's right. We were telling a crappy
this is a
story.
Great song.
During the break. Of course it's a great song. Of course it's a great song. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. You want to get in touch with Painting Greatness, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. He's your man. You can get in touch with him at 799-1284, 799-1284. Riley Manning has been in the business over 50 years. Over 50 years. He's the gold standard in the painting contracting business right here in the River Region. And I know this is the type of year, this is the time of year when people are moving houses and they're getting into a new place and they notice, you know what, that back bedroom does need to be painted. And, man, I got all these boxes to open, all this stuff to put away. I don't have time to go over to New Look Decorating, buy paint myself, and get the Benjamin Moore paint up on the wall. Let me call Riley Manning and tell him to go do that. And they'll call Riley Manning and say, could you get some paint on the wall? And he'll be over there. He'll give you a fair, honest quote. Won't cost you a thing to get the quote. He'll stick to his quote. He's great about that. And if he sees any problems along the way, he's going to alert you to the problems and fix those problems, not just paint over them. So if you got a rotten board he's got to paint over, no, he's not just going to paint over it like the other guys do. He's going to be Johnny on the spot and get that figured out. Riley on the spot is what we call him. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
You know who I'd like to travel with for 3 or 4 days?
Baron Coleman?
No.
Carolyn?
Mike Pompeo.
Wouldn't he be a treat?
He's fun looking and he obviously loves what he's doing.
And he's obviously brilliant. Because he is, I mean, think of the things he's been able to accomplish. He may be the most accomplished Secretary of State since
Madeleine Albright. Just kidding.
Papa B.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you were mentioning Rosenstein, Stein, and Mueller in their wide-ranging investigation here now.
Yeah.
Mark Levin actually made the case for Rosenstein exceeding his authority, or really usurping the congressional authority, since he has not requested, the authority from Congress to expand his Mueller's investigation.
Well, now, hold on. There's one problem with this, and I'll go back to the timeline. This is a very complex... Someone's going to write the definitive book on this thing when it's all said and done. And depending on who gets their version out first, probably will be how this investigation's viewed in history, because it's very, very complex, very far, wide-ranging. So after Mueller and Rosenstein realized they'd been lied to by Stroke and Page and others, okay... There was a time where they realized they had not been leveled with. Rosenstein and Mueller get together about a week and a half later, early August of 2017, after discovering the lies in late July 2017. So about a year ago this time.
Okay.
They get together and they expand the scope of the Mueller investigation.
Right.
You remember that? You remember me talking about that?
Not many people have talked
about this, but if you go back and look at all the documents available, and there are places where you can go and get all of the available documents on this investigation that are public. And I've done that. I've looked through them. And you'll see that they became aware around July 20th, about almost a year to the day, last year, that they had been lied to and that they had been misled about some of the actors and some of the things that were going on. I'm being purposely vague on that point. And then about, I think it was August 12th, maybe, so 2 or 3 weeks later, Mueller goes back to Rosenstein and gets expanded authorization. Now, you know what? Neither you nor I nor Jeff Sessions nor any member of the news media knows. We don't know what's in that expanded authorization. So, again, I'm going back to the perspective that Mueller could be a good actor here. If that expanded authorization is narrow enough in scope to pass constitutional muster that he does not have to be a Senate-confirmed general-purpose prosecutor, then everything's on the up and up and everything's fine. If that expanded authorization exceeds the constitutional limitations of a special prosecutor, then you're going to have real problems on appeal when some of these cases get appealed. Okay?
Okay.
Now hold on. One more point, then I'll yield the floor back to you. One more point. Knowing both of those facts...
Yeah.
Knowing both of those facts, it may be that Mueller's a good actor or a bad actor. We can never know until we know what's inside that expanded authorization, nor will we know Rod Rosenstein's a good actor or bad actor until we know what's in that expanded authorization, which is why they won't reveal it to anyone, even federal judges who ask for it. They keep telling them no.
Okay. So here's the question I have for you, Mr. Lawyer. If it is found that Rosenstein exceeded his authority, usurped congressional authority in expanding the scope of the investigation,
yeah,
is any immunity deal that Mueller offers worth the paper it's printed on?
Yes.
It still yeah, holds merit, even though it exceeded congressional authority.
Yeah,
really?
The convictions would not be upheld. In all likelihood, they would be tossed. But and obviously, Mueller would be removed and Rosenstein would be impeached or convicted. I mean, provided they couldn't prove a crime, they would certainly, at the very least, impeach him. But the immunity deals are... Immunity is granted by the judge. And that immunity is not affected by the scope of the investigation.
I see. So it is actual judicial...
Yeah, you don't. It's judicial just, immunity. Yeah, you don't. In order to get immunity, you don't have. There doesn't even have to really be an open investigation. You can just go before a judge and get immunity.
Okay, so he can't personally give somebody like Podesta immunity.
Correct. No, he has to take it before a judge and ask. Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I see that. Okay. All right. Well, here's my grapevine thought. You know, don't know, but interesting to think about. And that is during the Uranium One fiasco, I've heard that Mueller actually was one of the facilitated some of that.
Yeah, this goes back to Mueller taking a sample to Russia. And that happened. That's absolutely a fact. But whether he was facilitating a crime, I don't think it's ever been proven.
Well, okay. Maybe so. But here's just the background on it. If it was already Mueller that had committed a crime, okay?
Yeah.
He might have... This might be the setup for him to be pardoned later on after having gone through all of this investigation. So, you know, in other words, hey, look, you go ahead and do what you got to do. We'll pardon you. We'll, you know, clean up the FBI, clean up the DOJ, clean up wherever. And after you get through, even though you've committed a crime here, you're going to get pardoned. So, but
yeah,
just like I said, grapevine talk, I don't know. But it's interesting to think about. Well, Mueller might already be under the thumb. He might already be under the thumb, and that might be why he's doing all this. That's what I'm trying to say, okay?
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that theory. I don't think he broke the law on the Uranium One deal in transporting a sample. That's not an unusual thing for the head of the FBI to do in that situation.
Okay.
So I don't subscribe to the theory. I understand why some people do. I don't think they're nuts or kooks for thinking that, but I don't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
thanks.
Anyway. All right, guys.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
A lot.
Certainly.
Yep.
We'll be back. 272-9228's number if you want to get in. More Jack Campbell. Well, Baron Coleman, your phone call's welcome. It's Friday, Jack. Rules?
Ain't nairn.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially especially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies. And it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Creative staff here at Blue Water Broadcasting has placed in my folder a file I'm going to play in a moment. I've been assured I will love it. I'm just trying to get clarification that it's air quality.
What's the subject matter?
Well, it's called Teddy Time. Oh, so I'm guessing this has to do with Teddy Facts. But I want to make sure it's air quality and not barren off air quality. I guess we can always dump it. Let's see what it says. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Guys, I do want to take a moment to tell you while I'm looking for this and about to take some phone calls about my friends of over at ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union is, without a doubt, the singular first stop you should make if you are looking for absolutely free checking. If you dream about a world in which you are treated fairly and you want to be able to walk into a bank and be treated as a member, as somebody who belongs and not as a customer and somebody that they're trying to scam out of a bunch of money, then I want you to give ASC Credit Union a very long look, because you go over there and the first thing you'll notice is they're not going to start stealing money out of your checking account every day. They're not going to, you know, ding you with $5 here, $10 there, $15 there. It's just not the way they operate. It's absolutely free checking. So that's the first place you start. Then you start noticing things like, wow, that's a really good deal on new and used car loans. That's incredible. Whoa, you really have that kind of long-term savings CD deposit rates? That's really high. How are you able to offer such a high savings rate? Wow, do you really have locations like that all over the River Region? But can I bank with them if I'm away from Alabama and outside the River Region? Yes, 5,000 co-op locations, online banking. It's incredible. All you have to do is get in touch with ASC Credit Union. Find a location near you. Go in there. First thing to do, open a checking account. Absolutely free checking account. Cost you nothing. and then take it from there. And I think you'll be very, very pleased and satisfied. All right, ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender. Here is from the Creative Services Director, Blue Water Broadcasting, a file called Teddy Time.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
I like that. Now, who voiced that? I like that bed, too. It gives me 30 seconds to give you a Teddy fact. I'm telling you what, my friends, this radio show is starting to come together after all. You hear how that ended? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we heard it.
Rodney.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Pretty good. I was watching this interview of Trump. I ain't even going to say the news agency because I can't stand them. It'll make me sick of my stomach to even watch them. I wouldn't have watched it. Other than Trump being on there, and he's interviewing Trump, and he gets to talking about Joe Biden, and Trump just pretty much told him Biden is like a washed up 1% poll, you know, in the ratings and this and that, and going on and on. And this cat starts talking about Trump, are you going to run for re-election or this or that and the other? And Trump says, yeah, you know, I'm running for re-election, man. I'm just having fun. And, you can see this guy just wanted to fall off his stool. He just, it's like, it's just amazing to watch these folks. But the main thing is that I'm watching what's going on, and I'm trying to read, you know, somewhat with Trump. And I'm looking and I'm saying they're going ballistically nuts wanting to know what Trump talked to Putin about. It's like killing them, like they have to know. They just can't stand because they don't know. And next thing I hear is Trump's inviting Putin to come to the White House. And this is supposed to happen supposedly around October, right before the midterms. And football's about to kick off. And so everybody's disconnecting pretty much so with all of this, with the impression in their mind of what crazy people the Democrats are. And then we all going to reconnect around the October when Putin comes and everything starts to break loose. I kind of see where this is all going, and I'm wondering, what do y'all guys think about this? I mean, this CIA director, if I'm not mistaken, he was did an interview also, and he going on and on. They're also fascinated about trying to find out what Trump and Putin talked about. And also, one other thing, everybody's predicting that if Trump drops any of this, declassifies any of this stuff and drops it, that he's going to do it right before the midterm. So it's kind of like it seems like all this is tying together in a timeline, once again with Trump setting them all up.
The only reason anybody on the left would be fearful of Trump declassifying information before the midterms is if they understand that the information that's being withheld from the public is beneficial to Trump and harmful to the Democrats.
Oh, well,
I mean, if you're afraid of Donald Trump declassifying something, then you're basically implicitly admitting that the information is political in nature and will help Donald Trump if it's declassified.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's no innocent explanation to be afraid of Trump declassifying information. And furthermore, let me just say one thing here. I'm a little confused at the position of the liberals lately. I was always under the impression, I'm only 38 years old. I was not around in the 40s. But I was always under the impression, as I was growing up and paying attention to politics as a young man and kind of coming into my own in my 20s and 30s, I was under the impression that liberals distrusted the intelligence communities. Is this is this your understanding of liberalism over the last 50 years? Liberals distrusted by nature the intelligence community. Why is every liberal saying, how on earth is Trump distrusting the intelligence committee? My God, this is the intelligence committee. If they say it, it's the gospel truth. It might as well be written in the Rosetta Stone. It's part of history. It's infallible. I have never in my life until 2016 encountered a liberal who had full faith and trust in the American intelligence community.
Never once.
I mean, go back to weapons of mass destruction. They blame the American intelligence community for cooking up for an excuse for war. This was the liberal position, the mainstream Democrat liberal party position. The mainstream, this is what Chris Matthews believed. It's what Anderson Cooper believed. It's what Chuck Schumer believed. It's what Hillary Clinton believed, that the intelligence community cooked up an excuse to go to war.
And any Republican that believed Russia was a threat was a kook.
Was nuts. Right. I mean, and within 24 hours, and not even that, within 45 seconds, the time it took Donald Trump to descend from the top of the escalator at Trump Tower in June of 2015 to the bottom of the escalator, all of a sudden every liberal believed in the God's gospel truth that the intelligence community was infallible. After they just spent 15 years convincing me that the intelligence community was corrupted under Republican leadership in order to justify an invasion for Iraq that was unjustifiable. That was the gospel position of every liberal in America. The intelligence community necessarily couldn't be trusted just because they said it wasn't true. I mean, if you don't believe me, half of them believe the intelligence community took down the Trade Center. Building number 7? This is what the CIA, I mean, this was mainstream liberal thought. Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seahawks, was echoing this stuff. This went mainstream, that the intelligence community cooked up an excuse to invade Iraq and cooked up an excuse to take down the World Trade Center.
Well, let me say this.
But now they're infallible, Rodney. Now they commit no crimes. They do nothing wrong. They don't frame anybody. They don't do anything. They just perpetrate the facts.
They think that they can shovel that to everybody, but it's not working. What they're doing is they're playing the game. They're trying to play the cover-up. I mean, it's clear what the intelligence is. Anybody believes the intelligence agency, to a certain extent, with the FBI and the DOJ of the upper levels, with the Laura Lerner and all the other stuff that Obama did before he left, they're going to buy into any of that stuff just fooling themselves. Let me tell you, I've said this a couple weeks ago, and I can pretty much stand behind it, and I'll bet everything I got on it. The gloves are off. Trump's got the brass knuckles in his hands. He's got the timeline he needs. The Democrats know what's going on. They know the midterms is over. They know he's going to drop this stuff. They see Putin coming now. They're going crazy. And they don't know if Putin gave him any information to sink all of their ships and prove that the DOJ, the CIA, and everybody else is lying and hiding and changing all these documents and stuff and covering this stuff up. But let me tell y'all, you see y'all over there in the newsroom? Get ready, get your seatbelts on, because right before the midterms, it's going to be like a jet blasting off at G4, and there's going to be so much stuff hitting. Y'all probably going to have to put in 24-hour days over there to keep up with everything that's going on.
I can't wait.
And the gloves.
Hey, I got to run right at the top of the hour's coming. Yes, sir. Thank you. Great call.